So you guys got apple salad going on, chicken in the oven, coconut panko shrimp.
Some lemon zest.
What's your name?
I'm Alex McKenzie.
What's your name?
Ray Steinberg. We are here having this dinner because once upon a time I said, hey, Alex, we should try eating emojis for a week. And he said, you want to do a month?
So yeah, it's crazy, but for 30 days they did in fact eat only foods that appeared as emojis. When Ray first told me about the emoji diet, I didn't totally understand how it would work, but I thought it was amusing and wanted to learn more. So they had me over for dinner.
So we had a revelation one day that although there is not a salt emoji, there is an ocean wave emoji. So we took that as a creative liberty, drove down 4 hours to the beach, and collected some ocean.
They boiled the salt water down to a whitish slurry, which they spread out in a pan. Then they baked that dry. They started with 10 gallons of ocean wave and ended up with 2 cups of powdery, algae-scented sea salt.
This has been the thing that's actually interested me the most in this whole diet. I really don't know anybody other than Ray and I that have made salt.
Work well in a split. Sorry.
What is that?
Our song.
That's our song. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't
mind.
Yeah, get this. Their song, as a couple, is an Usher song about a stripper.
Usher, baby.
They kept breaking into it the whole night.
Shawty, I don't mind.
This is the thing I just appreciate about these guys. The song is totally misogynistic. But the fact that it's absurd as a couple's song is kind of what makes it perfect for Ray and Alex. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. I was generally impressed with the way Ray and Alex communicated whenever they had a problem, the way they compromised. But there was one big exception, the tangerine emoji.
There's 3 ways to look at an emoji. One, its title. 2, how you define it, or 3, how other people interpret it. Because I think a lot of people use the tangerine emoji as an orange. Actually, I thought it was an orange. So Ray was like, we should be able to have oranges. And I was like, well, it says tangerine, and I feel like we should only have tangerines. And so for the first week, I kind of kept my foot down, like, no, we can only have tangerines. And eventually, I think she said, I'm gonna break up with you because you won't let me have oranges. So
I thought it was still real. I haven't had anything because I thought you never said we could have oranges.
Remember I brought you that orange the other night.
I thought you were being cheeky.
I was conceding to you.
That was permission to eat oranges?
That was permission to eat. I ate an orange.
Oh my god. I specifically didn't buy oranges today because I couldn't find tangerines. The closest I could find was Tangelos.
Friends of theirs say they've taken this diet too seriously. Maybe that's true, but they don't take themselves too seriously. And that playfulness makes them a hell of a lot of fun to hang out with.
They be looking, but they can't touch a shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go.